3 hours. I started taking it right away, and I'm already seeing results.
I was wondering what you were doing. You seriously crushed me in that pickup game last week.
Yep, after 40, energy, strength, drive, it all starts going downhill. But with T2, I feel like my old self again. Stronger, leaner, and my energy is way up. My wife even noticed a difference. They're giving out complimentary bottles right now. Just send them a text.
Text ROCK to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle of new Nugenix Total T2. Text now, and you'll also get a free bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator. That's ROCK to 321-321. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We're back. This is the most interesting text I've seen on this whole situation. Texter 741 says this. Well, I agree with everything you said about the Clemson quarterback situation, but just to play devil's advocate, didn't we say the same thing about Simpson not playing at Alabama that we're wondering about Vezina? I think that's a fair point. Now, it doesn't mean that because that worked in that situation, it works in your situation. You know, I mean, generally, you're not going to play a lesser guy. All right. In Alabama's case, they played a lesser guy in Jalen Milroe. Not lesser athletically, but a lesser competent quarterback for a year and let Simpson stew and sit and basically not play. So they did that. But, you know, that shouldn't happen because if the guy who's sitting is actually better than the guy who's starting, then why don't they see that and put him out there? I mean, I think Alabama blew it. Now, in Simpson's case, again, he got worn out this year because they had no running game, and I think he was injured in part of the second half of the year. By the way, he may be the opposing quarterback for LSU. When I left today, the last thing I saw, I was seeing Simpson connected to two other teams. And it seems to me he's out at Alabama. I think he wants out. I think maybe he didn't appreciate the total lack of running game, everything being on him. I don't know. But they have two other competent quarterbacks that he's probably going to be in competition for the position, or they will be in competition for the position with him, and he probably didn't want that situation. But right before I left, I started seeing Simpson connected to LSU. So when you go to play LSU next year, there's a chance that Simpson is the starting quarterback. It looked for a while like it might be Chambliss. It's not Chambliss. It looked like it might be Leavitt. Maybe it still will be Leavitt. I don't know. Leavitt seems to be somewhere between Kentucky and LSU. I'm just not sure what you're getting with Leavitt. And there are some behind-the-scenes things that I've been reading about that I'm just not sure quite what to make of them. So I don't know. I don't know what that next step is, but right before I left, I saw an article or two pop up connecting Simpson as a possible future LSU quarterback. As of last night, on some of the LSU podcasts, they didn't seem certain at all. I mean, it seemed like they were aware that a couple that they were interested in had sailed. There was the possibility that Chambliss could still be the guy. Well, that seems to have sailed. Chambliss is now either going to be Ole Miss or NFL. And then I think Leavitt was the other guy that they were sort of hoping for. If I could take Simpson or Leavitt, if I'm LSU, I'm taking Simpson at this point, just based on some of the uncertainty about Leavitt and possibly the fact that Leavitt might not be available for spring football. Text just said Austin Simmons is available. This is another good text. I think Simmons can really play. I think he can really throw. I think he's a guy I would be looking at, and you might be able to get him at a discount rate, I think. Text says, not to mention Alabama's entire offensive line is going to be gone, which may be a good thing, but kind of scary if you're the quarterback. That's another good point. That's Texter 508. Some excellent texts early in the show today. Todd and Easley. Todd, I appreciate you hanging in there.
How you doing, Walt?
Good, Todd. Appreciate you hanging in there. Thank you.
To me, I said this earlier on another show. I think it's a scenario where you got Nero sitting in his little throne room playing the violin while Rome is burning around him.
That's just wrong, man. That's just wrong. You know, man, I just don't know. I saw a meme on the internet, Ramon, and it was Dabo was it the Titanic? I forget what it was. It was one of those things. People are ruthless. I don't know, Todd. I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess we're all going to find out together.
I mean, just like you said, our championships came from having the two best quarterbacks in the history of our program being here.
Right. And if you know that, and you know about the drop-off in recent years with DJ Uiagalelei and Cade Klubnik, then...
I would take Kelly Bryant over those two in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Afraid so.
I mean, Kelly Bryant, at least he knew how to get out of the pocket when he needed to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he gave you an ability as a runner, too, so that was a bonus that you got with Kelly Bryant that you didn't really get with DJ or Cade. I mean, DJ gave you a little bit of the power running, sort of like Taj did, but Cade, I think one of the biggest fails of Cade's career at Clemson was his absolute inability to run the ball.
Yeah, when I seen his high school tape, he was running all over the field.
He was athletic. He just had no feel for it. He had no feel for it as a runner. You know, Cade's faster than Deshaun Watson by a lot, but Deshaun Watson was an elite runner. He was a numbers counter. He had a natural feel. You know, whereas Cade has no feel for it.
A little big one that says no caffeine and no sugar.
Todd, I can't have the waitress in the diner taking your order. I'm not sure what that was. I'm not sure what. Maybe that's a conversation with the wife. I don't know. Maybe it's a lecture. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that was, Todd. But I apologize. But I can't let that go on. Texter said, "I love Dabo's purpose. He talks about, and I think he may be on the right side of history with this eventually. But his job is to win football games. He isn't being asked to cheat to do it. Just the system in place." You're right. I mean, you're right. There can be.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, look, I think that Dabo Swinney has moral and ethical dilemmas with everything that's going on in college football, and I understand that. But the only thing you can do with that is either you participate like everybody else does because your job is still to win the games, or you just have to remove yourself from it. You have to go somewhere where they don't have that system, maybe the NFL or something else. You know, I mean, you know, we're always looking for a commissioner of college football. Dabo Swinney would be a great commissioner of college football. Dabo Swinney would be tremendous in that role. Absolutely tremendous. Because he's the one guy who gets it. I sympathize with his dilemma. Because I think he does have a moral and ethical dilemma about this whole thing. I think he feels that none of this is right. That this is not the way things should be done, and he's right. He's right. But as the coach of a major college football team, the program has declined the last 4 years. Now, you know, one other thing that we've got to say, and Dabo Swinney says this himself, you know, people talk about him going over his resume and they don't like that. But the one thing I think is important to remember is the only reason people hate 7-6 around here is because Dabo Swinney changed the expectation level. He's the guy who changed the level. You know, and again, that's a double-edged sword, but he is. You know, even the seasons before that we talk about now as being less than successful, and we lump into this 4 or 5 year period. Well, they were less than successful by Dabo Swinney standards. You know, in other words, this guy was still winning 10 games, but people weren't satisfied because they were no longer elite nationally and weren't in competition for a national championship. So, you know, fan bases get spoiled. Their expectation level changes. Dabo Swinney completely changed the expectation level at Clemson. And that was a wonderful thing until it's not. Until you fail to meet that expectation level, and now you're being judged by your own criteria. I mean, if there had never been a Dabo Swinney, then think about it. The last 4 or 5 years at Clemson would have been hailed at the as the greatest period since Danny Ford. You know, if Dabo Swinney had never won any national titles and he had followed Tommy Bowden and the direct result was these last 4 or 5 years, then the 10-win seasons would have been hailed as extraordinary. Instead, they're viewed as part of the program's decline. So, I mean, that's a weird situation unto itself. Look, I hope Dabo Swinney figures it all out, that he can deal with the ethical and moral elements of it, and that he goes on to coach here another 20 years and he wins more national championships. I hope all that happens. I hope all that happens. I don't know, though. I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't feel all warm and fuzzy about Chad Morris. And I don't feel all warm and fuzzy about Chris Vezina as a starting quarterback. And like the texter said earlier, you know, maybe this will be a case like Simpson behind Milroe at Alabama. Maybe it will be. Maybe it will be. Part of the problem is we don't really have much to go on. That's the problem. And part of the problem is, again, I think this disconnect with the fact that we saw Cade Klubnik struggle most of the year, not play well, senior quarterback making rookie mistakes and some of the same bad habits and inaccuracy and everything else. Failure to see open guys, failure to see the field. And then, you know, we've heard all this stuff about Vezina. Again, if Vezina was a rookie, then you'd have your answer. But he's a third-year guy. How was he not good enough to get on the field with this Cade Klubnik? How was he not good enough? And again, maybe the texter's right. Maybe, you know, he said that, well, I agree with everything you're saying, but couldn't this be a situation like Alabama where you have an incumbent starter in Milroe? The only difference there is that you had a new head coach in DeBoer. And maybe DeBoer was reluctant to pull Milroe because Milroe was so well recognized both in Alabama circles and nationally. Here you have the same head coach. So you have a head coach who has seen Christopher Vezina play for 3 years. And I just don't have an answer to it. It's a disconnect to me without an answer. And I think the answer is that if Christopher Vezina wasn't good enough to play any at all for a 7-6 team, I'm just not sure how he's good enough to play the next year as your starter, as your no doubt starter. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't rationalize it. It just doesn't come out. You know, if DJ Lagway goes to Virginia, this could be another year that Virginia, from a portal standpoint, out recruits Clemson. Lagway has talent, okay? I mean, we saw the talent as a freshman. He has talent. He hasn't been consistent. There have been some other issues there. But from a physical talent standpoint, he has ability. I mean, that's where we are. And Clemson, honestly, look, Morris of Virginia was sort of up and down. But I think he was better than Cade. So I don't know. I just think that, to my way of thinking, Cade never played well. I don't think he ever played well against good teams, ever. Ever. And so, if Christopher Vezina is that ready and that good, how is it we never saw him? It just doesn't make a lot of rational sense to me. I can't. I hope it's true. I hope it's true. I hope maybe it's the loyalty. Maybe it's the loyalty to the existing quarterback that prevented Vezina getting on the field. Maybe you hope for something like that. Look, I'm going to root for Christopher Vezina and Danson and anybody else who plays quarterback. I hope they play well. I have a hard time right now picturing Christopher Vezina with Chad Morris, and I have an even harder time believing that combo is somehow going to go to LSU and beat, say, LSU with Simpson at quarterback. And if you don't win that game, then doesn't the same thing happen to your season that happened to this season? I think it's almost a must game at the start of next year. I do. It's not a conference game, but I think it's a must game in terms of setting a tone. You know, I guess we'll see. AMPM Farms, listen, when we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore, the owners of 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn, they're tremendous people. This is a true farmer's market that is open 7 days a week. Open every week. Not like open for 15 minutes and you got to get there. No, no, nay, nay. True farmer's market, true farm to table with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. That's a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in this country does. You're getting the absolute best. They have the best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate. I promise you this. If you go to AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you will never go back to wherever you're getting your beef now. There's no comparison. And I've had it all, okay? I've had virtually all the cuts of beef they make. I've had tomahawks and dry-aged ribeye and filet mignon, and it just go on and on down the line. They're just unbelievable. Weekly burger flights, discounts on burgers at 20 pounds a clip. Organic chicken, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. They have their own butchers who are also, most of them are professionally trained chefs as well, and they will talk to you. They'll tell you how to cook a particular cut. Any questions you have, they would be glad to help you with. Again, 7 days a week. Their market is an incredible variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include things like bison burger, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats, just in time for whatever your get-together is. Trust me when I tell you, AMPM Farms. You know, some big Super Bowl party? Trust me, get to AMPM Farms. Visit AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more. Follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations, Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road, Greenville, Lawrence Road, Traveler's Rest, South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. Quick break.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
If you had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out Ortho Laser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. Ortho Laser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with Ortho Laser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family-owned, community-trusted.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complementary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Man, I love seeing the old gang at these reunions.
Did you see Brian? He's in better shape than he was 25 years ago. How is that even possible?
Yep, I ran into him a few weeks ago and had to ask. He told me he started taking Nugenix Total T2.
The testosterone booster?
Yeah, but it's way more than that now. It also skyrockets your nitric oxide in as little as 3 hours. I started taking it right away, and I'm already seeing results.
I was wondering what you were doing. You seriously crushed me in that pickup game last week.
Yep, after 40, energy, strength, drive, it all starts going downhill. But with T2, I feel like my old self again. Stronger, leaner, and my energy is way up. My wife even noticed a difference. They're giving out complimentary bottles right now. Just send them a text.
Text ROCK to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle of new Nugenix Total T2. Text now and you'll also get a free bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator. That's ROCK to 321-321. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Waltham Tulip Road Rage. I'm just going to tell you, man, personally, I hope it all works out for Dabo Swinney. I think he's earned it. I really do. I mean, I think that we forget that he's the guy who created this level of expectations. Again, even before this year, we all knew that there was some sort of slippage these last 4 or 5 years. I mean, at least I've said that, and I'm sure others have. But it was slippage. To a degree, it was like you're still winning 10 games. You're still winning double-figure games. And so how much slippage is that really? It's a little bit. I mean, you're not, you know, a national championship contender, but you're still really good, like way better than you were any time Tommy Bowden coached you. And this guy, you know, he cares about graduating players. He cares about doing things the right way, and he's done those things. And those things are all real. I mean, I know people get upset when he cites them, but sometimes you feel like the whole world's going against you, and if you don't cite it, who's going to? And I think he's done all those things. And like I said, I think he's a moral, ethical guy in a time where there's no morals or ethics in college football. I don't know what you do about that. I don't. Do I think that this existing plan is going to work? There's a big part of the puzzle that I don't have yet, all right? The big part of the puzzle is I don't have the answers to what Clemson's doing in the portal in general, All right. I need to see who they add offensively and defensively. What other pieces get added to this picture before we guess at the final outcome? But, you know, on the surface, do I love the Chad Morris redo? No. Do I love the Chris Irvizina as unchallenged starting quarterback? No. I don't like that. That worries me most of all. That's the thing that worries me most of all. And it's not that I hate Chris Irvizina. It's just there are just some things that just don't add up math-wise. I mean, I've got to go back and watch the SMU game again now. That's where I'm at now. I've got to go back and watch that game again. But there were things that I saw from him that I liked. I just can't imagine him as an unchallenged starting quarterback. And I just wonder how that plays out for you when other teams have guys like Mensah and whoever Miami's going to get and, you know, and that type of thing. Or LSU if they're going to have Simpson or whoever they're going to get. I just wonder how that can play out in your favor. Because even if Vezina turned out to be that, and he has been here 3 years, but he's still a guy who just hasn't played any football. Now, again, the texter earlier brought up a good point when he said Walt loved the show, but could it be that Vezina is our Simpson? I don't know. Maybe. Again, that would bring up the same kind of questions I had about Alabama, but once you get to that point, nobody cares. You've moved on. So if that turns out to be the case, you know, the funny part about this is if that turns out to be the case, then maybe. But on the other hand, your might-be Simpson could wind up playing the actual Simpson if Simpson is the guy that LSU gets. Imagine Lane Kiffin and Simpson. I don't know, but it seems that Simpson wants out. I think even when I saw something today where he was asked, this was while the playoff was going on, Alabama had not been eliminated, he still seemed like uncertain that he'd be back at Alabama. Look, he has two, I don't know what happened with the Austin Mack thing. I don't know whether he got pulled from that game or what happened in that game. I mean, I know he got pulled from the game. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because he was hurt. I don't know what the rationale behind that was. But that may have been, you know, that may have been it. Maybe that was it. Maybe that's the end for him. And again, there are two other quarterbacks are going to be in competition for that job next year, regardless of how Simpson played. I mean, remember, you know, there are people, again, who immediately, all the DraftNik crowd, the draft industry crowd, the draft industrial complex, who think they know something, who had Cade Klubnik number one at one point, they were actually moving Simpson to one halfway through the season. You know, the reality is, you know, Cade was never going to be much more than a fourth round draft pick, and Simpson has some potential, but he received no help whatsoever. That's why I think Simpson's interesting, and from a Clemson standpoint, I mean. Honestly, I think it would be awesome to have Simpson at Clemson. Awesome. And I would feel really good about Clemson's prospects next year. A proven starting college quarterback who was given no help, who's one of his top two receivers did nothing but drop balls all year, and there was no run game whatsoever. So I would be really optimistic about that. And I thought, when I first thought about Simpson being in the portal, I thought, boy, this is a nice fit for Clemson. And I still think that. I think Simpson would be a great fit for Clemson. I think he'd be well worth the price, whatever that price is. Emery, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Hopefully you had a good Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, thank you, Emery. You too.
Well, so I wanted to talk Clemson football like they always do. And I'm just a little curious. I have a couple things that I think I'd want to frame. So, there's parts of the Chad Morris hire that make sense, but there's other parts that don't. But one of the things that makes absolutely no sense to me, and maybe I can get some insight, is why in the world would you wait till after the bowl game in a non-normal year? Like, college football is as crazy as it's ever been, and I agree with all of your takes on it. But if you already had the inclination that you were going to fire Garrett Riley, then why, let's say you blow out Penn State by 20 points, Does that alone secure Riley another couple of years? I don't think so.
Yeah, I tend to doubt it too, but you know, I think Dabo Swinney has proven before that he wants to wait till the season's completely over before he makes any decisions like that. I think in a part of it is him being respectful to the coaches, the coaches that are on the team, even coaches that he has to make decisions about. You know, I think he just has a respectful way of doing it that maybe the rest of the college football doesn't follow anymore. Maybe they should.
Well, I can totally agree with that. I will say I'm a believer myself, and I will say I am very happy to have a coach like Sweeney in Clemson, and I agree with your takes that it is a truly an immoral time in college football. And I guess I agree with a lot of your Vezina takes as well. I'm just very curious, like, does Dabo really believe the guy that built this thing, like you said, he's not stupid. Does he really believe that he has enough push behind Vezina to make him better? I believe that talent gets better when you get pushed. And I just don't know if Tate Reynolds and Denson and Pierman are going to be able to push Vezina to be a top-level quarterback in college football.
Yeah, I think when you listen to what Coach Sweeney's saying, I think it sounds to me like he thinks that Chris Vezina has earned this position, that he's stayed through the process and he's worked and he's earned the shot to be the next guy. And while I think all those things might be true, I don't know that that's a recipe to win at the highest level of college football by giving the position unchallenged to guys who have earned it.
Yes.
I think at some point earned it has to happen on the college football field. And at some point, you know, and again, he's made clear before that he's not pushing guys out for other guys. Now, some of these guys have left on their own, et cetera, which have created openings. But that's not been true with the quarterback position. But the thing that bothers me the most is I just don't think your quarterback played well at all this year. And in leading the team to a 7-6 season, leading might be the wrong word. But leading the team to a 7-6 season, there were lots of opportunities to play Vezina this year. Lots of opportunities. I mean, you could have put him in the second quarter of some of these games. Now, I realize some of these games were more competitive than they should have been, like the Troy game. But you could have put him in for a series in the second quarter of some of these games, especially if you really did have a design or mind's eye on him being your future. But I didn't see that level of trust at all in him.
I totally agree. And I think, and I think in many ways, Clemson football and the roster is where it's at. I mean, there's depletions all over the line. There's depletions everywhere, as far as I'm concerned. That the portal, like, we would have to go get 15 guys, and I don't know if you can go get 15 portal guys that would lead up to Clemson's normal rankings. But regardless of that, I believe that we are here because of what's happened the last 3 years, that Dabo has not replenished, and I feel like there is lack of depth everywhere. And that was my big concern.
When that was most visible, really? It was most visible versus Penn State, which was a depth game.
For sure.
It was a depth game, and Penn State's depth whipped Clemson's depth.
Totally agree. And if that's the case, I mean, I don't know if he just believes in some, like, again, I believe he's a great guy, and I believe he's not a stupid coach, so I don't know what in the building would lead him to believe that you can just replenish with freshmen and have a lack of depth. I mean, that is just not anything from a football standpoint that leads to success at any level.
No, it's fair job, Emery. Good job. Good talk to you as always. Thank you. You know, listen, the one thing I will say is the jury's still out on this transfer portal class. Okay. There's a good early sign. The good early sign is Elliott Washington, the cornerback from Penn State. I really like Washington. I thought he played really well against Clemson. I think Washington has ability. I think he's athletic. I liked him all year watching him play. I thought he really played well in Penn State's secondary. And so that's a good addition. That's a really good starting off point. It's a good early open transfer portal commit. And Clemson is being associated. My man William Cockrell has a graphic out with some of the guys that Clemson has already been associated with. Most of these guys are on the defensive side of the football, as you would expect. And look, you're not gonna know every guy. I mean, William did a good job putting this together, but here are some of the guys that Clemson has been associated with and or has visits with, like we've got visit dates, like Chris Bracey was in, who's a talented safety. Jerome Carter is visiting today. I like Carter. Carter, the Old Dominion safety. In fact, I wrote about Carter like 2 weeks ago when it became clear he was entering the portal. I wrote about Carter. Carter was a big-time playmaker this year for Old Dominion. He took the ball away. I want to see he had 6 picks. So he's the Old Dominion safety. But, you know, these are some of the names. You get Tompkins from USC. You've got Joseph from Florida State. He's visiting on the 7th, the safety. Donovan Starr, the cornerback from Auburn. He has 3 years to play. And I think for the most part, Clemson's going to look for guys that have 2 and/or more years. I think that's how they want to play it. But William's done put together a good list here. And there are probably, I don't know, 15 guys on this list. You already have the Elliott Washington portal commit, so that's a good one. And then there are probably, you know, 15 other guys, 12, 15 other guys on this list. And again, William acknowledges this is not a complete list, and there aren't many offensive names on this list as yet, but you would expect to have more defensive names to begin with. So, you know, I can't answer this, and I'm not going to evaluate each one of these guys. I've seen all of them play. I can give you some evaluation on all of them right now, but I'm not going to evaluate each one of these guys until I know that they're in the Clemson fold. And then I'll go back and rewatch their film. But you know, it seems clear that Clemson is going to attack the portal with much more vigor. So let's see what they do before we make any sort of final evaluation on Clemson and what Coach Swindy has done and what he hasn't done. Let's see what they do. And all we really know about the quarterback situation is what we've heard. We don't know with 100% certainty, but it certainly sounds that way. It certainly sounds like Clemson is not adding a quarterback. Again, do I think that's a mistake? I do, but time will tell. Let's see how they build up the rest of this team. And again, remember, you lost a lot of pieces, so you have pieces to fill to begin with. And then it's, do they fit and how do they play and what's their talent level and all that stuff. So we'll get to all of that in time. But right now, we've got William Cockrell's list of probably 15 guys or so, and all but one of them is on defense. Again, there are certainly guys that Clemson is associated with that William doesn't know about and can't know about and that no one else knows about at this point. So there's a lot to be seen, a lot yet to be determined. We're really just getting going. So let's see how it plays out before we adjudicate it all. Walt Tip, Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them, and it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss. And it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. And they could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphcweightloss.com.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. SkillStrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. SkillStrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. SkillStrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, like, for example, and I wrote this on Twitter last night sometime. I'd have to find it now, but I'll give you the gist of it. And the gist of it was this. When I saw that Indiana had landed Josh Hoover, I mean, you have the younger Mendoza brother in line to be the successor at Indiana. And yet, despite that, and despite obviously some connection and loyalty there, Indiana went out and added Josh Hoover from TCU. And that's the type of addition I thought Clemson would make. I thought Hoover made a lot of sense. He made more sense when Garrett Riley was still here because of the possible connection there. But, you know, when Garrett Riley got fired, that sort of shut off that little connection. So, you know, I can't speak to that, but... But I do think this, at the very least, okay, right now it depends on your worldview. I don't even know what my own worldview is right now on anything, all right? The world of college football right now is so screwed up, and the portal just demonstrates that to the ninth degree. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. All these things that Dabo Swinney has always stood for and believed in, he's been proven right about all of it. He just has. He's been proven right about all of it. The question is, can he find a way to coexist in a world that he just doesn't love? And to do so means, I don't think you can dip your toes in the portal. I think you have to dive in because other people have already done that. And you're behind in that area. You know, other teams have been using the portal now for years. And so that's the area. I think it's pretty clear to me that when we talk about the 4 or 5 year slide of Clemson football, you're talking about the portal era and those who have used it versus Clemson who hasn't. And I think that's the difference. If we're going to talk about being one play away or close, well, then how would the portal players that you could have added impacted that? They would have pushed you over the top. I think that's clear. And so, you know, I think now we're to the point where is this all in on the portal? And if it is all in on the portal, shouldn't that include quarterback? Because, I mean, I think when you look at this team next year and their areas of need, there are a number of significant areas of need. The defensive secondary, probably chief amongst them. But one of the areas you can't look at and say that there isn't need is quarterback. You have a bunch of guys who've never played. None of them. I mean, your whole quarterback room has one start. And it was an injury-related start. I just don't know how you can go into a season like that. I don't. It just seems counterintuitive to me. I don't know. Christopher Vezina better be good. He better be good. I imagine you'll have some sort of run-based package for Denson with a few surprises, some pop passes or something. I imagine there'll be some of that so that you keep him active and utilize his best attributes at this point. But Christopher Vezina is going to be your starter. That's inarguable. If Clemson's not going to the portal, then Christopher Vezina is your starter. There's no discussion about that. I heard somebody call earlier on my way in here and say, you know, I don't think it'll be figured out to the spring. No, it's already figured out. I mean, what do you mean won't be figured out to the spring? It's already figured out. Devil Sweeney's planning on starting Christopher Vezina. And Ben, I thought Ben's answer was spot on that. You know, Ben basically said, look, if Clemson's not going to go out in the portal to get a transfer portal quarterback due to Christopher Vezina, then none of the other guys are going to be in direct competition for the job. That's obvious, okay? That's as obvious as it gets. Your starter's Christopher Vezina. Christopher Vezina will be starting at LSU. That's a given, okay? There's no discussion there. If Clemson does not portal up and get somebody who's better and more experienced, then that's what you have. And there are lots of guys. There are lots of guys. I mean, if you ask me, how many quarterbacks there are in the portal that are better than Christopher Vezina? At least 20. And maybe more. I mean, I don't know. Just off the top of my head, Jaden Craig, the kid who went to TCU from Harvard, he's better. Mestemaker. Now, again, some of these guys are already spoken for. Mestemaker, Brown, Levitt, Hoover, Lagway, Sorsby, Minchie, the Notre Dame quarterback. Kainholz, who went to Louisville, Beck, who went to Penn State, Rayola, if he's your cup of tea, he's not mine. I might stay where I am. I might stay where I am on Rayola. I don't even like his poetry, so I'm probably Vezina over Rayola. Rayola has never moved the needle for me, as I said in high school when Georgia fans were so worried about losing him. And I told you Georgia people what? I told you don't worry about him. You don't need him. And I think that's been proven out. Now Nebraska doesn't even need him. But, you know, there's some elite guys on there. And like I said, you know, some of these guys, listen, we can play around all we want. But some of these deals were consummated way before the appropriate time. I don't see how you can even argue that. I mean, I don't know, you know, the Mestemaker thing. I mean, he seems like he was never on the market at all. I mean, I don't know how he winds up at Oklahoma State. I mean, and by the way, I don't think his head coach is doing him any favors. You know, he's trying to save himself and trying to win games there. I don't think he's doing him any favors by bringing him to Oklahoma State. I mean, he could have gone anywhere he wanted and named his ticket. Now, obviously, someone's put up the money. I don't know if that was part of the original negotiation in accepting that job. I'm not sure. But, you know, Brown was a one-year guy. He could have fit. Levitt is still out there at an astronomical price. I don't know that I would pay the price for Levitt. You know, we're talking, again, $5 million. I've seen $5 to $7 million floated with Levitt. Now, that's just nuts, okay? This is a guy who basically sucked last year. He was injured. He didn't play. When he did play at the start of the year, he didn't play well. It was surprising how poorly he played at the start of the year. You know, he looked like an absolute magician the prior year. He looked incredible. He was tremendous against Texas in the playoff game. That's despite not having Tyson as leading receiver. So there was a lot to like about Levitt coming off of his freshman year. And it just didn't happen this year. And now I hear all these stories about how, you know, how he and Dillingham didn't get along and how Dillingham might have told him not to come to the team banquet and other stuff. I don't know what's real and what's not real anymore. I have no idea. I don't know who's telling the truth and who's not on social media. It's hard to separate sometimes. But I don't know if I'd want to pay Levitt $5 to $7 million right now. I'm not sure about that. Would I pay him $2 million? Yes. $5 to $7 million? No. $5 to $7 million for Sorsby, who's an a-hole? No. He has both those guys. If they're right, they both have physical talent. You know, you people listen know I've compared Sorsby to Aaron Rodgers numerous times. He has a live arm. He makes some throws that are sort of Rodgers-like, and he has an attitude that is very Rodgers-like. Again, towards his teammates, towards everybody. He blames everybody else but himself when things go wrong. So Texas Tech's going to pay him $5 million. And, you know, look, I think this is the kind of thing Dabo Swinney doesn't like. And, look, here's another thing. There is a risk element. If you spend $5 million for a quarterback and he gets hurt, what do you do then? I don't know. In Texas Tech's case, maybe you just go spend another $5 million. I'm not sure, but you know, I think Hoover was a guy who was maybe attainable. Of course, he went to Indiana, so I don't know how attainable he was after all. Lagway is still attainable. Lagway is at Virginia. I mean, Tony Elliott. Look, Tony Elliott, conservative, hyper-conservative Tony Elliott. At least that's what everybody thought. He went heavy, heavy portal this last class and assembled a team that played in the championship game and won a bowl game and did a great job, beat an SEC team, won a bowl game, beat an SEC team. That's what Tony Elliott did. That's hyper-conservative Tony Elliott, who knew that the portal had riches, and he took full advantage of it, and he's destined to take full advantage of it again. I mean, that's a little disconcerting. If Tony Elliott gets DJ Lagway and Clemson doesn't, or Florida State gets DJ Lagway because they're rumored to be in the market. Now, again, did he have a good year last year? No. But he's played college football. His talent level is better than many of the guys that we're talking about. You know, and so he would be a great fit here. He comes off a less than perfect year, which probably lowers the price on him. But if you put DJ Lagway in that quarterback room, and you ask me, in a fair fight, who's going to win the position? I think Lagway would, without question. He'd be your starter. I think Kindholz, the guy who's going to Louisville, I think Kindholz is going to be a bit of a steal. I'll tell you why. We had a lot more to discuss on this. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. We have bowl games to discuss. We have a ton of college football to get into. So you want to join that conversation, by all means, do so. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in a half mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo New York style favorites, which includes the pizza, the stone oven pizza, which is just insanely good, and the wings, which are incredible. You've heard people the last 2 days, before the weekend, the last couple days we're on, talk about Moretti's and how awesome it was. Exactly. We had a caller talk about the beef on whack being the best sandwich he's ever had. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, calzones, salads, pastas, appetizers, and more. Full bar, great sports bar, especially check out their Little John Coliseum table. For your next lunch, skip the drive-thru, hit Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off I-385. Moretti's the perfect lunch spot where everyone's regular.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. And when it's time to look for an engagement or wedding ring, count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where joy comes out of the blue.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why